This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Habam. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Mem Hei. Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Mem Hei. Okay, here we go. Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Mem Hei. At the end of the share, we'll talk about tomorrow. Sif Mem Hei. Yitain Kol Parsha. The bayis shala. You should put each parsha in its bayis. Shetehe zekufa ma'umad bebeisa. So that should be erect, standing in its bayis. Says the Mishneh Berurah. But first, let's look at pictures. First picture time. So it should be erect in its bayis, like over here. And the way you read it, the way your mamet is return the heichal in the arayin, look in the Mishneh Berurah. Zekufa kedar kriyasa, the way the Torah is read, standing upright. Kedar shema amidin sefer Torah b'heichal. Now I'm not sure what it means kedar kriyasa, because technically we read the Sefer Torah laying down, right? We don't do it like the Sfaradim, that they read the Sefer Torah oimed. We read it. We actually read the Sefer Torah shoychev. But the way we're mamming the Sefer Torah in the Heichal, we put it there standing. With the evidence, nasna sham moshchavas ein lifsal tefillin b'shvozeh kein kasev abeisosu b'shem hari ben chaviv v'chein kasev abach v'ayimagav ramen erdim kamakam al l'habal tzarech l'sakim. The diavad, it would be okay, but in the future you have to correct it. You need to take, in other words, we don't say, well, it was already put in that way, so just leave it. No, take it out and put it in the right way. Sif Memvav. Yeah, Hagilyoin Elyoin Tchila. Shazehu Shura Elyoina, Vagilyoin Tachtoin Litzarpe Habatin. So what does this mean? Here, let's look at the picture. The coloring did not come out that good on this picture. So in Sif Mem Vav, the Mechaber says, Hagilyoin Elyoin Tchila Shezehu Shura Ha'elyoina. So in other words, the top line, Aleph, of this Parsha, which is Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemar Kadesh Li Kol Bechor, this line should be on the top, and the bottom line should be on the bottom. Okay, simple enough, says Ramah Hagah. The beginning of the parsha should be on the right side. Should be on the right side of the reader. And if you would come and open it and read it, it would be placed before you, like the halacha. So let's see if we could figure out this Rama. Here in the picture it says, the beginning of the parsha is, let's say, one second. How did this get here? Oh. Okay, so the cam scam sort of ruined the picture over here, because the parchment is a little bit darker and it goes all the way till here. Okay. So imagine this is like lighter brown. So Gimel is the beginning of the Parsha. It should be on the right side, that if you were to open it up, it would be placed before you Kahalacha. Let's see what this means. Is there any Mishneh Berurah, Sifkatan, Reish Yodalad? So the upper gilyon should go in first. That should be the upper line. The gilyon atachtai should be sort of toward the opening of the batim. Says Mishvura Ratio Dalid. Otherwise, the letters are going to be upside down for the reader. So, for example, in diagram four, I'm sorry, the pictures, the coloring did not come out. But if you would put it in upside down, so then the letters would be hafuch. Reish tesvav kihol chasan. Shahri Matsinu, Shaseder Hanachas Mabatim, Gamkein He Mesudarim, Lefne Yemin HaKore, Asher Hu Oime Neged Hamaniach. That is, we find that the order of the placement of the Batim should be arranged to the right of the reader who's standing opposite the one who puts it on. Sheyia Koire Keseder Mitchila Parshas Kadesh Shel Yeminai. At first, Kadesh on the right side. So let's see if we have a picture of this. Okay, if you remember, Kadesh is going to be on the right side of the person standing opposite the Tfon Shoresh. So if I'm standing opposite you, on my right side, on my right hand would be Kadesh. So when I would take out the Parsha on the right side, I would get Kadesh. Then I would get V'hoya Kiviyacha, then Shema, and then V'hoyim Shamaya. But the wearer, he has V'hoyim Shamaya on the right side. So we find that the order of putting on the Batim is Masudar based on the right side of the reader, not the wearer, who stands opposite the one who puts it on. Sheyir Kairi Keseder, they should be able to read it Keseder, Mitchila Parshas Kadesh Shol Yeminoi, Ve'achakach Parshas V'hoya Kiviyacha, V'shar Parshas, Mashvev Simulam Dad, Akein Tzach Liyo Soif HaGelila Shu Roish HaParsha Gamzkein Mitzad Yemin Negdai. Therefore, you want to have the end of the rolling, which is the beginning of the Parsha. Again, you're rolling it from end to the beginning. So the end of the rolling, which is the beginning of the parsha, should be on the side, on the right side of the person standing opposite him. So you're rolling in it from end to beginning. So when the reader opens it up, he encounters the beginning of the parsha. Mem Zayin, we're going to do part of today. Im kasav kala arba parshas beklaf echad kisherim. If you wrote all four parshiyos on one klaf, it's kasher. Afilu ein revach b'neim. Even if there's no space in between them, uvavad sheyia chut al meshicha bein kol bayis u'bayis. Provided that there's a string or a thread between each bayis. So let's see what this means. Got to look at some pictures here. So here you wrote all four parshas on one cloth. However, what you want to do is you want to make, so you wrote all four parshas on one cloth, but you're still going to put them in four different batim. So how are you going to do that exactly? So after the parsha is over, you're going to somehow stick it in to another bias where you're going to have a thread somehow between the batim. The way, so you see how it's configured in here, you have all four parshas on one cloth, but somehow you're going to wrap, once the first parsha is done, you're going to then insert the next part of the same cloth into the next bias. So, but what's required is you should have at least a thread, a chud or a meshicha between each and every bias. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Reish Tazayin, Afilu Ein. Even if there's no space, Ratzalaymer. Meaning to say, V'kol shekin k'sheyesh revach bein ha-parshiyos. Certainly when there is space between the parshiyos, sheyuchal l'chatcham, then you could cut them, yishtayer, k'dei hekef gvil, l'chol achas. And this way you'll have, in order enough to wrap around for each and every one. Let's see in... Okay, let's go back to the first picture. Okay, so this is a situation where you don't have space between the parashiyos. Again. Now, when we say ein revach, it doesn't mean you're not writing it on different columns. You definitely are writing it on different columns because Otherwise, they have to be parsha psuchais. But what you're doing is there's not space between the two parshias. But certainly, when there is space, that you could cut them, and there's kedei hekav glil l'chol achas. Meaning, in this case, you can't cut it, because if you're going to cut it, you're not going to have the empty parchment to wrap around it. But in this case, if you were to cut it, you would have enough parchment to wrap around the whole parsha. So, Posikim kishish rebach ben a parsha shuchal chacham yishtar kedei hekav glil l'chol achas d'shaper dami. After be'esak siva, even though at the time of the writing, kasan b'klaf echad, you wrote it on one klaf, b'kasu achreinim, afagav d'chshein revach b'neim, even though when there's no space, yev muchrach laniach, kol parsha b'beisa, shaloi b'zakifa. Even though if there's no space in between them, the way you're going to insert them in each parsha is not erect. Ein ela l'mitzvah. It's kasha, afil hachi kasha, ki hazakifa ein ela l'mitzvah. Putting it in upright is just l'mitzvah. It's not ma'akev. So normally, the way you put it in is you put in each parsha erect. But if you're gonna have it like this, and then you have to fold it into the batim, each section by itself, you're not gonna be able to put them in erect. It's going to have to be shoychev. Kain mizvara perusif imashkoz v'sil shem mahari u'mahari ben chaviv v'kain hiskam habach v'ayim magram b'shem hadarkei Moshe. Reish Yud Zayin.
You also can't wrap them all up with the hair and the parshas around and around from both directions.
Yeah, for your name. Okay, one more Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat and Reish Yud Zayin Oy Mashiach Ratzal Eimer. The Kivan Shekasav HaParshas Bar Echad. Since you're writing the parshas with one hide, so one cloth, you need to interrupt, you need to interpose with a thread or a chut or a sinew, like we're noig between each bias, in order to have a heker that the batim are separate. So that is like diagram one. There's diagram one. Oh, like here. Okay? Like here, you're going to have a gid in between. You're going to have a gid in between. I will the kasa parsha shall dalet orois. When you write a parsha of four orois, ain't sarch lasis klum bein bias lo bias. You don't have to put anything in between each bias. Here, like in this picture. Over here, no gid is needed over there at all. You have to make some kind of sewing like this. I'm sorry, it didn't come out clear. You have to make some kind of external sinew separating the batim. That should be the minute. So it seems like there should be some kind of sewing in between the four, between the batim. And he's saying, okay, I'm going to check my Torah now. I'm stopping the recording, but give me 1 minute. I want to check the phone. Do we have that? Not sure. I don't know that I have that. I'm going to check.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.